Call the meeting back to order. We've reached item number four, the WAC overhaul, technical rule changes, round three. And here we are at a decision. Joanna Idy, you've been doing such a marvelous job walking us clearly through this process. And again, I really appreciate this. I think this is an admirable thing to do.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. And good morning, commissioners. Thank you again for having me. I can't believe you keep on having me back, honestly. So the first item today that I have for you, so I have item four, and then I'm going to move on to agenda item five after I'm done with this. But the first is the decision, and this is requesting adoption of Rule Batch 3. And it actually primarily deals with Puget Sound bottom fish rules and recreational and commercial shellfish rules. And I briefed the commission on this package in the October meeting last month. At that time, a public hearing was scheduled, but no members of the public appeared to testify, and I also received no written comments, so hopefully silence is good. A couple changes to the rule package were discussed during the October briefing. We had some questions from some commissioners and from the director, and so those changes have been included, and I'll just run through them very quickly now. The first change is to WAC 220-48072, which is titled Unlawful Retention of Live Bottom Fish. And it was a new section that was split out from another rule just so that it would be easy to find. It's found on page 9 of your materials, and it was clarified upon request of the commission during the October commission meeting. There was some concern that the original wording would have some unintended consequences on people acting lawfully, such as harvesting bottom fish for use in aquariums or something like that. To avoid that risk, I just added in a little caveat that says, except as otherwise provided by state law or department rule. So that's in the first sentence of that as well. So it just basically means if we allow it some other place, then you're fine to do it. So the second one is the WAC 220-52019, and this is on page 16 of your materials. The title was changed from Gooey Duck Clams Requirements, Gear and Unlawful Acts, to Commercial Gooey Duck Harvest, Gear Restrictions. This change was discussed during the October meeting and was made in order to ensure the rule titles are uniform and consistent, and the subject matter of the rule is clearly stated in the title. The word diameter, which was unintentionally deleted in the first draft, was reinserted, so now it actually is a sentence and has a requirement in it, and that's in subsection 1 of the rule. So that should be right up towards the beginning. The last change from the original rule wording is found in WAC 220-52045, and this is commercial crab fishery seasons in areas coastal. Now, of course, I didn't put a page number on here, but it should be page 31 and 32 of your materials. So during the October meeting, the director brought it to our attention that California was not originally included in this rule, which it should be, while Oregon was. I corrected this omission and made sure that both states are listed in subsection 2A of the rule, as WDFW consults with both Oregon and California in determining a soft shell crab demarcation line.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Jennings.
Director Anderson, is it the Department of, is it the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, or is it Department of Fish and Game?
Fish and Game.
So we might want to make this that correction here. I think on page 32 at the top of the page, it's the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Actually, Commissioner, we did some research and talked with California, and this change is we're anticipating the change, and this was announced a few weeks ago that the California Department of Fish and Game is going to be turning into the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
All right.
So that should be happening in January. So this is just kind of
proactive
changing, so we don't have to go back and fix it again.
Trying to make sure we were correct.
Okay. Commissioner Mack?
Just one possible change, maybe I'm misreading it, but shouldn't California Department of Fish and Game be capitalized, I mean, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, shouldn't they be capitalized as they are in our case?
Generally speaking, in our rules, we don't capitalize the Department of Fish and Wildlife or other departments that we list. It's just kind of a rule of drafting that we use, it's the code revisor's bill drafting guide. So generally, those things aren't capitalized, and you'll find that throughout the code, they're not, so.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Great questions.
Great answers.
Good answers.
Thanks. So other than those changes that I just mentioned, the rules are in the same condition that they were before, and unless there are any other questions.
Any other questions?
We are already not to ask.
She's a bad.
Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask one informational question. In putting this together, are you working by yourself on this, or do you get input from the staff as to suggested changes that might make it more efficient and that sort of thing?
I have solicited information and feedback from people. I have department in each one of our programs. I have my program contacts, and I use them in a review capacity in order to, because these changes are technical, and I'm just trying to make sure that the intent is actually expressed in the language. What I do is I select the rules that I think need to be fixed, and then I make those changes myself and then send the drafts out to the programs to review far before we ever file the CR 102 so I can make sure we can include any additional changes that are needed or they can clarify something that I have proposed if we need to add in something else or change a different word. Those that feedback is requested and they do review this. And I have gotten a few things from them, which has been great. And then I actually received a phone call the other day from somebody who said, hey, this WAC needs to be changed. I was like, thank you for calling me. I only have two eyes. So I do miss some things. I try not to, but sometimes there are things. I'm not the expert in the biological side of these things. I am a language person. So I'm relying on our experts and our programs to be able to let me know, hey, this is an issue, because honestly, I haven't the slightest idea in some of these cases. So,
thank you.
Thank you,
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a process question. So, looking at the draft motion language, we don't have our Assistant Attorney General here, but normally we've been asked to actually list all the WAC sections so that it's very clear in the record what we've just adopted, and that's not the case here. So, if we're comfortable with this language, I'm happy to move forward with making a motion. And I just question whether or not Assistant Attorney General Freymeyer would be comfortable with that. But
I understand. This is actually something, because I was going through drafting the motion language, and though I didn't consult with Bill Freymeyer individually, I did talk with Lori Proust, and I said, oh my goodness, they're going to be reading off all of these sections for a very long time, and is there a simpler way for me to do this? And she said, you know, in situations like this, where we have so many different changes, it's fine to move ahead and say, we agree to adopt all of the changes as proposed by the department. However, if you feel more comfortable reading them out, I do have a list at the beginning
right.
of the package, and that is actually on page 3 of the package itself, and that just goes through the amended rules, the proposed new rules, and the repealed rules. So if the commissioners would prefer to read through, you are welcome to do so.
Director Anderson?
I think that's a good point that Commissioner Jennings makes. And my recommendation would be in your motion language that you reference the changes as identified on page 3 of the document.
Yep.
That's a good accommodation, because I think if we expected any commissioner to read all these numbers, we would not get any motions. I think our vice chair has indicated he's happy with this shorter approach. So Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I would like to move to adopt all the changes as proposed and outlined in page three of the document as presented by the department.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Was that Commissioner Smith? Second, the motion to adopt the rules as presented and identified on page three.
And four.
And four.
So that's a friendly amendment, and four.
And four. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Great. Thank you, and I will be sure to include that if we do move forward with the more general motion language, the next time I request adoption, I will be sure to make sure that language is included to actually reference the list.
Okay.